NAPZ2.
NACMH. NACMH.
N8MJO mobile. N8YSS. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. If I'm not mistaken, you're up in the Sioux, aren't you?
No, I'm in Grayling on the 700 machine. Which machine are you coming into?
Okay, just mixing up call signs. How much snow did you guys get?
I just measured it about an hour ago, 18 inches.
Okay, I'll try not to make you depressed. I think we got maybe 10.
Where are you at?
Just outside Mackinac City, south about 8 miles of Mackinac. So, yeah, there's not much snow where I'm at.
Ah, down by Paradise Lake.
Yeah, almost between Paradise Lake and Levering is where I'm at. Well, technically I'm mobile, so I'm driving. I'm just past the Boston Airport, so. And we got flurries, and they probably got an inch or two on the ground.
That is interesting. How much is varying? It's interesting, too, because usually Greeley doesn't get as bad. There's some places like Kalkaskia usually get hammered more than we do. And I was just talking to my stepson an hour ago, and they got like maybe 3 inches or so.
Yeah, it all depends on which way the wind's blowing. And I'm about 5 miles from Lake Michigan as the bird flies. So, we got the wind, but we just didn't get any snow. We got some flurries going on now, but I don't think it's going to add up to much.
Wow, I was watching one of the various people that's on YouTube talking about weather, there's quite a few of them. Anyway, he was explaining that there's jet streams coming this way, from the Arctic, and there was moisture raising mass from the Gulf, and they hit about the right spot to have dumped it on Michigan.
Yeah, it was quite interesting because it was about 9 o'clock Wednesday evening. It's like someone turned the fan on, and we just all of a sudden started getting, it was averaging like 19 miles an hour with gusts up to 38, as I saw on my weather. And yeah, and I think all the bands, the snow bands were west of us, going, kind of hitting up Petoskey and down towards your direction.
Yeah, I was looking at the radar, and it, the bands, started kind of north west of us, and then they kind of come down in the Grayling, Gaylord area, gets them pretty good. I guess out northwest of Grayling, got it, like Frederick, and out west of Frederick got it harder too, with the snow coming in.
And I clicked on a YouTube video yesterday of, I think it's Michigan Weather Chasers or something like that. Guy was driving around and talking on a radio. I don't think it was amateur radio, because I never throw out a call sign, but he said Frederick at that time had 20 plus inches. So, a lot of snow. Hope it gets a little warmer here. Gotta put up an antenna. Don't want to do it with the wind and the cold. So, told them if it gets up to 30, they break a sweat climbing their tower then.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there. What did you say to Frederick? How much snow did they get in Frederick?
As of yesterday afternoon, it was 20-plus inches. They didn't give an exact amount. So hopefully I'm coming in better. I just swapped to a different repeater.
Yep, you did. What were you on, or what you're on? What are you on now?
I jumped over. I was on the 7-4 repeater out of Sheboygan, and as I'm driving closer to Mackinac now, I jumped over to the Mackinac repeater. That's where I was breaking up, so then I went back to the Sheboygan repeater.
Ah, okay, the 511 in Mackinac City?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm semi-retired, but I still work a couple of days a week, so I'm out on the road. I'm an outside salesman for an industrial supplier, so I've got quite a bit of windshield time, so I see where all the repeaters are at, and quite often know the repeater trustees and the equipment they have, because we have discussed this, so it's rather interesting, so I always like to keep up on things. And it's why it's that's where I do.
Yeah, I just kind of keep a mental thought of where I'm driving and where I'm at, and then I try to grab the closest repeater, which technically is Mackinac City for me, so Sheboygan's about 18, 19 miles away. So, yeah, I'm driving north now from Levering, and I think I'm due south of the repeater. So I'm going to switch back over to it, and hopefully I get a better signal into you.
Well, it's not real bad, but maybe it could be a little better. Any YSF?
Alrighty, I'm back over to the Mackinac City repeater. So, in 8MJL, almost forgot my call sign. By the way, my name here is Michael.
Michael, name here is John, Juliet Ocean, November. I think you're a tad bit better on that. So, I kind of know the same way, too. You know, we're on my route. I know when this repeater kind of dies out, and I use this repeater. You know, so I switch over and so forth.
Okay, good. Well, I'm actually pulling into home now, so I will say 7-3. Good chatting with you, and keep the snow down there. I don't want any. One of these days, I want to get one of those heated snow blowers. Yeah, so that way I don't have freeze when I'm snow blowing, but that's another day. All right, 7-3, 10-8, MJL.
Have a good Thanksgiving, Michael. Thank you for the Q-So. Appreciate it. And as usual, have a good Thanksgiving. 10-8 MJL, YSS. At home for once, not mobile.
10-8 YSS, 88 YIL.
Okay, station calling. How you doing? NAYSF here.
This is KE8YIL, Mike from St. Helens. How you doing, John?
Ah, how you doing, Mike? I'm doing well.
The leak in my neighbor's well pit, so I had to go take care of the leak. And then I had to take the cover off because I was trying to drain the outside spigot. And there's a leak there, so I guess you're going to have to call a plumber on. With all these clothes on, I'd never get down in that well pit, that's for sure. She'd have to call somebody younger to take care of that. But she didn't know she had a leak, so I pointed it out to her. She's going to have to get a plumber, but it's Friday, so who's going to come out on a Saturday? I don't know.
Well, hopefully it's not too bad a leak. Maybe you might have to leak until Monday, I don't know.
Yeah, she's got an issue going on there, but hopefully she can find somebody. It might, you know, the easiest way is there's a plastic fitting down there with hose clamps. Maybe just tighten the hose clamps up. It might be just that simple. Or she's going to have to redo all that plumbing in there. And she needs to have a drain on that outside spigot anyway, so it might be something she has to look into. But her husband just died here a couple years ago, and she's trying to piece everything back together, and she's got to do everything herself. So it is what it is. It's, you don't own your house owns you, right?
Yep, yeah, and that's nice of you to do that for her, because I know some other widows around here, you know, their husband dies, and they're up here, and there's a lot of things that need to be done that, you know, maybe if they were in the city, they would have the water department or whatever would do. You got me curious. Do you know anything about the 700 machine? This machine that we're on, I just found out it was back up yesterday.
Hey, guys, for just a second, John. N-A-Y-I-S-S-K-E-A-Y-I-L. Yeah, I'm back now. What were you asking me now?
I was just wondering when this came back up. Because I just found out it was back up and operational yesterday.
Yeah, it's been at least a month that they've had it up and running. Maybe not that long, but somewhere in around a month it's been up and running.
Well, it's a pleasant surprise. I don't... Did they, do you know if anything, it was on Kim Young's tower. And I gather they were going to try to put it up on the Michigan Public Service Commission tower. Is that what happened?
John, I just couldn't tell you. I don't know too much about it.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasant surprise to hear it up and operational. Because I didn't even know it was operational. And, of course, I'm not getting out there as much as I used to, and I haven't been over by the mile area for a while, so I haven't even tried anything that way.
Yeah, I think Wednesday they were running a net from the 700, so yeah, it's been running for at least a month.
Okay, well, that's more information than I had. I didn't know if they just turned it on last week or what.
Oh, it's all good. I'm glad they got it back up and running again before the snow hit. But anyway, I'm sitting here at the house and just got back from doing that plumbing job, and now I got to go grab the tractor and start doing some plowing. I guess we got 6 to 10 more inches coming.
Yeah, I don't know how it is down there, but I know we've got, about 2 inches this afternoon, and then there's 1 inch both tonight, and then tomorrow night I guess they're going to be another 5 inches, so... Anyway, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the information. Good to hear from you. Take care. You and yours have a happy Thanksgiving. K-E-A-Y-I-L. N-A-Y-S-S.
N-A-Y-S-S-K-E-A-Y-I-L. Okay, John. You enjoy your day and stay on the warm side of the door if you can. If you have to go out, well, put your space suit on because it's cold out here, that's for sure. All right. 7-3 to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
KB9NN mobile monitoring.
N9KLP mobile. That's better. W8VET portable.
Is your battery dead?
No, I got a new Pilch, or Clips, whatever, however you say it, stereo for my... speaker or for my computer here. And every time I key up on a portable, I'm sitting here, it's like Ride the Lightning. It sounds terrible.
Oh, geez. RFI getting in everywhere.
Yeah, apparently the filtering's garbage on it. I keying up on 800's not a problem, but I don't know what it is about high band.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, when did Dakota County EMS stop transporting to Alpena, do you know?
They started doing that? Is that what you said?
No, when did they stop transporting?
I'm not sure.
I know somebody that had to call an ambulance because their husband was unresponsive. And EMS refused them to go to Alpena.
Oh, yeah, so I didn't know that. I mean, they just don't generally support there. But on request, I'm surprised to hear they don't do that.
I just touched Bob and asked him, and he says, we do transport to Alpena. I said, that's weird, because one of your crew denied it.
I don't know. Interesting. So, yeah, I don't know.
Call me right now. I'm on group.
W8VGT.
KB8HTTF frequencies.
CQ, CQ, anyone anywhere, Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Tango Tango, Dan in Oscoda. Negative copy on the 700, KD8 HTT, standing by.
WDT and 9TOP, so hard.
Go ahead.
And you guys got 10 times the amount of snow down there as we did up here.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, it's, last night when I drove into town for that call, I was like, man, there's not much here.
Yeah, no, I just went down to Moon Lake Loop there and did a winch out and did 3 hours to pull a Ram 5500 out that was framed out in quicksand and on a hill, so I was stopping it from rolling and everything else, but I got out of the truck and I went to my knees. I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah, we got a good little bit. Looks like we got like 8 inches on the ground, and then obviously quite a bit of blowing and drifting, but it looks like we had solid 8 or 9 inches for the most part. But yeah, I had to shovel my rope off too.
Yeah, I was shocked when I went down there. I'm like, holy cow, Lizard Arm got a bunch. Lizard Arm probably got 8 inches, 8, 10 inches.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it was kind of some pockets, like the way the snow was coming down. I think there's a good amount in spots during West Branch, too.
Yeah, your V-blade ready yet?
No, I don't. I'm not going to put it on. I'm not going to use it. Everything I plow is dirt and gravel and hoping to not have to put my ATV plow on, though.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, no, I'm thoroughly shocked. I heard my back sometimes, but other than that, alright, but yeah, no, it's totally different down there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it does that sometimes, but I didn't plow my driveway yet. I just packed it in, I drove over it back and forth 30 times to get it pushed down, and then I'll be ready for the next round.
Yeah, they're saying, what, 4 to 8 tonight?
Yeah, I think they're saying about that, but it's for Saturday night.
Oh, I thought it was tonight. Yeah, no, I was like, holy cow, man, I sent you some pictures. It was not an easy one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. Yeah, the ground, I mean, sand never really freezes, obviously, but, man, yeah, the ground's soft underneath.
Have you tried this down by Sterling yet?
Yeah, it's not bad. I didn't get anybody to give me a report back, but my guess is it was definitely a lot better down there. It sounded good down there.
Copy that, M9KOB mobile. Yeah, well, that's good. See me doing better. Drake was in downtown Albina with it the other day.
Yeah, that's really good. Yep, that's really good.
Oh. All right, sounds good. Have a good night. I'm just about home here. I'm going to go in and put some warm clothes on because I'm cold right now. VVT and 9KOP mobile.
Copy that. Yeah, your pictures are, yeah, what a mess. But, all right, have a good one. N9KOP, W8VET.
Yeah, I couldn't pull them either sideways, up the hill, anything. I had to pull it back and try it again. N9KOP.
N8DMH.
Hey, Drake, happy Thanksgiving. N8YSS.
Hey, John. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. How you doing?
Thank you. Doing fairly well. Hey, I just discovered that the mile repeater is up. What was it, yesterday? Didn't even know it was back in operation.
Yeah, Yeah, it's been going for about a week now. It's in the same spot, just a different tower.
Is it on the Michigan Public Service Commission tower?
I believe so.
Okay, that's what I gathered the game plan was. Apparently, the EMS over there in Miles had their own DHF or DHF, antenna on the Michigan Public Service Commission tower, and then they went back, they went over to, at least what I heard, I may be wrong, they went to the Michigan Public Service Commission radio, so there was a vacant antenna, so, you know, who, well, I guess Cameron got his call sign on it.
Yep. So, and it's got a little bit better coverage than it did before, which is, that's always a nice thing to see, so I'm able to easily use it along M32 and, heck, even in the Alpena.
Oh, okay, so it goes better that way?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably just because it's probably stood off the tower a little bit more than the, than it was on the other tower.
I kind of wonder if it's on the east side of the tower, or maybe the northeast side of the tower.
That I don't know. I haven't asked. It might be, because it cranks to the north. It's always cranked to the north. I don't know how, but it just does.
Okay, yeah, this would be pretty good here. I was just curious about it. You know, I'm always interested in the repeaters. So apparently it must be the same repeater that just got moved over there.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm planning on trying to get one over near South Boardman. I'll let you know when that's up. You should be able to reach that from Grayling Mobile, no issues. I've already got an APRS digi over there. I've been picking up APRS stations in West Branch with it.
Really? Well, they had a repeater over there, the 147-100. I haven't tried out lately, but it lost the nose lost its home, so I haven't listened to it then. But before that, I think I picked that up fairly well. It worked nice. If our internet went down, I could listen to that.
Yeah, it's still there. From what I understand, it's going to be going back to, it's going to be going back over to Sherman Hill at some point. So, but I want to get something out that way, out towards South Boardman, because that'll that'll bridge a huge gap between Traverse City and Mayo Machine.
Yeah, that would be nice. I know I would like to get our repeater in a better spot. I've been trying to do a little work with that. Don't seem to be making a whole lot of progress.
That's unfortunate. I'm starting to work with a guy over near Rogers City, and hopefully we're going to get something over that way, too.
Okay, now that would be the northern Michigan. Right.
Yeah, we're trying to get stuff on northern Michigan. So, South Boardman's on my list, Rogers City's on my list, because the Sheboygan machine covers perfectly up until you go over Moultrie Hill and drop into Rogers City proper. Then you can't really use it mobile anymore. It gets pretty rough.
Yeah, I think I vaguely remember that deal. It's been a while since I've been up in Rogers City. I'm just trying to think of everything here.
Right on. So, if you want to get anything over there on our link, just let me know, and we'll try to make something happen. So, anyway, I gotta run. Somebody's knocking at the door here. I think that's my food delivery, so I better go grab that. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, that's Yeah, I'm interested in having something over here.
Yeah, give me one second. I'll be right back.
That's fine. NHYSS standing by.
It was not my food. I'm really sad. It was my neighbors making noise.
Having a good time?
No, they've got some really obnoxious cats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm interested in having something over this way. I'm not too sure how it would happen. Right now, we're working on, okay, you probably heard about the PFAS we have in Grayling, you know, and the water supply is contaminated.
No, I haven't heard about that at all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, because of the National Guard and the aviation airfield, you know, they use PFAS to fight fires, you know, from, like, aircraft and that. They practice with the stuff. Well, the groundwater got contaminated. And so it's, you know, it's in the groundwater now, as you can see. But it's more over by the airfield, and parts of Grayling are affected, but, you know, traveled underneath the aquifer. And one of the areas it traveled is over, let's see here, well, you probably wouldn't know what it is, Sherwood Forest. It's coming to town on 72, you know, the old damn party store where you turn off and go to Camp Grayling. If you turn the other way, opposite Camp Grayling, there's a subdivision down there, and that's Sherwood Forest. And that area is, you know, right next to the airfield, so that's been contaminated. Anyway, the windy answer that I'm trying to give you, they've got a federal grant to supply water to areas that have been, where the water's been contaminated. And so they got to have a water tower and so forth, and I am talking to the township about having a amateur radio antenna on the, it's actually a water tank, not a water tower, you know, something like Manzalona has.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, hopefully you can get that worked out. That would be cool.
Well, I'm hoping, since I work with the supervisor for the Canoe Marathon, he's got a, he's a repeater for the Canoe Marathon for years, so hopefully, you know, if the Canoe Marathon is just failing, we can do something with that. But, you know, the tower or the tank's got to be built and everything else. It sounds like it's out by Camp Grayling, or between Camp Grayling and the lake, you know, where those hills are, it'll be up on top of those clinical hills.
Okay. Interesting. So, I didn't realize all that was going on over there. I guess I haven't really been in tune to what's been happening in Grayling. I don't really live over there, but hopefully you can make a good situation out of a slightly unfortunate situation.
Yeah, that's the idea. Hopefully that is. The wells, the well for the township is going to be down a 4-mile road, you know, where everything else is, the Luco and all that kind of stuff, somewhere down there. And, you know, they're running pipes, or this last summer, they were running pipes under some roads here. And I'm not even watching that all that close. I just know the general idea of what's going to happen. I live between the expressway and the hospital. If you know where Jack Milligan is, I don't know if you guys, you know, handle his radios or not, but Jack Milligan there on North Downriver Road, I'm basically a block south of him.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at. I've been there multiple times as you work on, I did a radio install for them, and I've done some other stuff for them too.
Yep, that's, they're one of my customers too, but I'm going to industrial hardware, nuts and bolts and hydraulic fittings and things like that, trucks going. But yeah, he's a block from me, but he's got a pretty good idea of where I'm at. I'm kind of in the middle of that ground between the two rivers and the expressway and North Down River Road. Nice spot because it's pretty close to town. But actually, where I live, it actually feels like you're out in the woods, and it's even quieter than where I used to live, which was between here and Hartley Pines.
Oh, a good deal. That's good. Cool stuff, man. So. All right, John, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to figure out where my food delivery is at. And feed the cat here, so. Anyway. John, I'll... we'll converse later about some more stuff on when you get that figured out there. If you want to get something on here, just let me know. Any do you make?
Well, actually, before you go, could you brief me a little bit or give me some information? Like, do you have a spot over here where the repeater could go in? Or what do you think?
I don't really have any spots over that way. Whenever I find a spot, I'm pretty quick to jump on it, and I get something in there. So, but not I don't have any ideas on anything over that way yet.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know. I thought maybe with your connections, you might have possibilities of some power. So, we're working on a couple of different ones, so... if I find out something or something starts to look like it's going to come to fruition, I would be interested in having a Northern Michigan Connect repeater here. Are all yours VHF or are there a PUHF or what?
They're all VHF right now, but we used to have a mix, but now they're all VHF, but honestly, whatever is fine.
Okay. Because I actually picked up a couple of them.
Oh, if you're talking about VHF, I've got those coming out my ears.
Ah, good. Well, that's what it is. Two VHF, and I got one UHF we kind of like to get up. We haven't figured out a good idea yet. I've got some ideas, just haven't come to fruition.
That's the hardest part is finding a home for them.
Yep, okay. I thought you might have some information. I'll let you, I don't mean to deprive anybody of food. So I'll let you get going here. And great, thank you for all of the information. Appreciate it. You take care and have a good rest of the weekend. And if I don't see you before Christmas, New Year's, have a good Christmas and a prosperous New Year. That ain't your name. That ain't my effect.
Yeah, you as well, John. And, we'll see. Oh, we'll catch you later on down the log. 7-3, NYFF, NDMH.
NDMH.